about honoring our truth. It's about coming into our fulfillment, coming into our wholeness, coming into our true status. So as we play the field, in other words, as we broker for a new request, what they mean by that is trying something new, trying something different, trying an alternate approach, allowing yourself to stream in with delight. So the streams that are coming in, the allowances that are coming in, are bringing forth gifting. I literally have like the wind, like blowing. And so the blowing is opening up to our true divine essence. It's opening up to our true makeup. It's allowing our true selves to override the past. So that means we no longer, now that wind's bringing forth the golden coins, we no longer have to play or be witness or repeat old adventure. In other words, old lifestyle. So we're not talking about what your favorite sport is or what your habits are. We're talking about your perception of self. We're talking about where you experience limitation, where you experience lack, where you are still functioning out of woundedness, of bondage, of like shackles. And so as we bring forth a new offering, as we bring forth a new holy refinement, it's the process of awakening. So this isn't about awakening to someone else's riches. It's not about awakening to higher truths that are very far away and esoteric. It's about awakening to your own gifting. In other words, where is the songbird within self? Where is the nightingale within self? What wants to be communicated? What wants to be explored? What is ready to be heard? What is ready to be advanced? So these are places where I literally see where there were like folded aspects of self that literally have not been opened yet. Or so maybe it's like you think you've opened it, but you've just sort of kind of like an iceberg, like you've sampled a small portion of it. And so there's so much more that is ready for permission. So the permission comes from our own request. It's not going to come from the outer. Remember, the outer is just symbolic of what's been swimming around, what we've been recycling, if you will, going round and round in the inner. So as we, oh my gosh, the energies, as we give ourselves permission to receive, as we give ourselves permission to restore ourselves to true value, that means we're giving ourselves permission to reside in our own holy awareness. So that has nothing to do with what we've been taught, what we've been trained, what we've been shown, like follow the leader, this is the way to success. And success in any avenue of our life. This is not just career. This is really about where we receive our beautification, where we receive our abundance, where we receive our allowance. So as we will entitle ourselves to our true nature, to our holy remembrance, and here's Hathor, the energies. Hathor showed up the other day for somebody. I remember that. The energies are stepping forth to witness change. Now, change can come very unexpectedly. It can come very rapidly as we will attend to our true presence. Now, what this means is no longer denying ourselves good pleasure. What this means is receiving your true request. If you suddenly get attracted to a new color, if you suddenly get attracted to a new aspect of life, if you suddenly see things from a new perspective, I've always been doing it this way, but you know what? Chuck that. I'm ready for a new approach. So this is about our entitlement. And again, they keep showing us like week after week, here comes the Fool card again, because it's so, because we're so entitled. And so the Fool is receiving divine energy. It's receiving our divine presence. And it goes off. It goes off the beaten path. It's not following that worn out path that all the generations have followed. It's moving into stardom. It's moving into higher request, where it's aligning with our true guidance. So this is where you have seven generations of name your occupation, and suddenly the next generation is like, you know what? This is my calling. This is my truth. This is my claim. Now, some of us feel that we have attended to this, but what they're showing us is, again, we've still been operating out of a false system. We've still been operating out of a false belief. Not due to our error, but in the process of awakening to our true life, our true exclaim, our true attention, what we're doing is we're waking up out of slumber. We're waking up of false teachings. We're waking up of the egoic trance. Now, as we do this, we sparkle and shimmer. Shimmer, doesn't that sound nice? It's like, because these energies are giving us the advantage. These energies are helping us see past the old dialogue. And the old dialogue is the one that's going on within ourselves. It's, we don't need to listen to anyone else. We're having it within self. So what you want to remember is you're still going to have the old streaming. You're still going to have the old dialogue. But imagine, excuse me, that there is a new voice. There is a new song. There is a new offering that is looking for placement. That means, will you make place for it? Will you allow it to come in? Will you allow it to reside with your awareness? And as we say yes, as we make this plausible, in other words, what we're doing is we're stretching our ability to receive that new value. So what's going to occur, what's going to land in our lap are things that we could not have even dreamed of. The reason being is we each had a ceiling. We had this false ceiling of slumber in terms of what we were told we were, what we were told we were entitled to. So as we treat ourselves with good pleasure, as we treat ourselves with good fortune, as we permit the overriding potentiality, what we do is we slide into home base. And so remember, there are these like alternate realities, these parallel realities. In English, there's another version of you that's coinciding with the old landscape. And so as we come into agreement, as we create a landslide, as we invest in our future occurrence, what we do is we transfer our focus, we transfer our allegiance to what would appear to be our new creation, which is already in existence. What we're doing is we're harmonizing with it. What we're doing is creating victory in terms of vibrational alignment, coming into consent, coming into true status. Now, in order to hold this, in order to kind of lock it in, we can't hold both as plausible. One's got to go. It's sort of like, okay, you got this in your left hand, this in your right hand. Which do you want? Which do you choose? You cannot believe in limitation and abundance simultaneously. So what we're learning to do is it's almost like playing a poker game where you had some cards and you keep trying to make them work. And it's like, oh, I'm just putting in all my cards. I'll take new ones. So this is what we're entitled to. Now, the ego is just going to have like a little hissy fit because it's like, what are you doing? You work so hard to get here. So you're not just, you know, walking away from all of your stability, but what you're doing is you're walking away from the prejudice, and the prejudice is against self. The prejudice is where we're still holding on to punitive damages. And so it's literally, we've got our heel pressing on ourselves. Like, don't move. This is where you need to be. So as we allow and accept our good fortune, so this means it's like God wants to supply us with our abundance. The question is, will we receive? Now, why wouldn't you want to receive? We sometimes don't want to receive because we're comfortable with the slumber. So what we're doing right now is back to the Fool card. We're opening up our expansiveness. We're opening up to our new consent. We're opening up to our heavenly bliss. So the energies that are coming forth to delight. They're coming forth to awaken. They're coming forth to dismiss all charges against self. Because as long as we keep abiding with the old self, it's like, well, this is my character. This is who I'm supposed to play in this lifetime. No, you're not. That's who you're playing in that version of life. What we're doing now is consenting to an override. What we're doing now is consenting to an expansion. What we're doing now is allowing truth. We're allowing that new availability. We're allowing that new claim to take hold. Now, as you receive this, you're going to receive the light. You're going to feel the liftoff. Some of us energetically receive it. Some of us get visuals. You may not feel or sense anything at all. It is totally irrelevant, because as you will allow, as you will proceed, as you will delight, you're being stirred. And so what's being offered is new direction. What's being offered is new attainment. And what you were in process of doing is releasing our conditioned response. So all of that personality stuff, it's all the conditioned response. What we're allowing is the stream of love to abide. So when we follow that stream of love, we in fact become love. We respond to love. We work out of love. And love is our true nature. Love is our true home. Love is God. And that's what we are. We're an extension of divinity. So as we will allow ourselves to proceed, so now we're getting the idea. We're leaving past. We're leaving judgment. We're leaving shackles. And I literally see shackles, kid you not, because like we keep replaying. And this is why the earth goes round and round and not much changes, because the ego is always in charge. So just when we think we're really progressing, we're really not. We're just going around like a carousel, going round and round and round. So what we're opening up to in this pivotal point in our procession is true life. Now, we agreed as masters, each of us came into this timeline to bring forth that acquittal. Now, how we bring it forth is we hold that placement within our own desire. In other words, to open up to our expansive treasure, to open up to our heavenly bliss, to walk in the light, to honor the light, to remember the light, to remember our truth. And so as we hold this, remember, what we experience as life is just an outpicturing of our consciousness. And so as each of us receive the upgrade, as each of us receive that new vibratory stance, we report to duty. In other words, we claim that higher visioning. And so as we hold that, as we hold that expansiveness, as we hold that claim of allowance, this frequency, this truth, as it resonates within self, this is what we now create out of. And so the old stuff just has a lackluster approach. Like, I've watched that TV program 10 times. I don't need to really see it 11th time. And that's really what life is. It's like, I know what's going to happen. It's like ego, ego. Not much is going to happen differently. So what we're doing is we're passing by that old ledger, that old procedure, and we're accepting a place in new beginnings. And so as we hold this vibrationally, we expand. We move into, we catapult into our new framework. So out of this energetic offering, we now create new adventure, we create new life, and we collapse the old timeline. Now, it's going to still exist. You're still going to have people you know functioning out of the old timeline, because that's what they are attending to. And there's no error. Here's where we want to be really careful, because the second we start judging another for where their attention is focused, guess what? We return to where they are. Now, this is what we're entitled to. We're entitled to have that forward momentum, that forward movement, and realizing that we're following a coursework of love, which means love holds no grievances. There's no error. It's really permitting everyone to be where they are with compassion. With compassion. Because that compassion keeps us in our new placement. What you put out comes back tenfold. If you have compassion, forgive them for they know not what they do. Forgive them for they know not what they're creating out of. Forgive them for they know not what the future entitles to and what the future holds. So when we hold that placement with the awareness that when they're ready, when it's their time, they will report. This keeps us in our new frequency. This is very important. I feel like there are a couple at least where it's like you made progress and then we're still working out a judgment and it's like, where did my progress go? I kind of feel like an old fuddy-duddy again. That's why. Because it's like we're moving forward, but we're still judging the outer realm. So as we will come into our new occurrence, as we will come into our new placement with good cheer, I don't need to judge because everything is in divine order. And I need all my energy to begin circulating, to begin creating. Because what we're receiving are instructions of good faith. What we're receiving are instructions of allowance. What we're receiving is our new guidebook. We've got plenty to do. So we want to watch what we're attending to. Are we attending to the new or are we functioning out the old? And so when we notice that, notice that little judger, because it's still going to be there, it's going to really try to get our attention. It's notice it. It's like, there I go. And choose again. Let me be the wise master. Let me be a good steward of this new frequency. Because that's what you're doing. You're here to hold it for yourself and all others. So if someone can't hold it yet, we want to do what we can to hold it in order to pass forth the blessing. So as we will do this, as we will acknowledge our new place of residence, we offer ourselves for our new engagement. And I just saw someone put on this new pair of like bedroom slippers, our new engagement, our new entitlement. So and they're showing me the release card. So we're releasing ourselves of all of that prejudice. So remember, whatever each of us received, whether it came from parents, teachers, brothers, sisters, what have you, in truth, it was dream state. It was a dream consciousness. So it was your ego. It was your ego saying, you're bringing in light. Well, let's just see. Let's just see how far you get. So when we realize it's really a game within self, we realize we have the awareness and ability to be good stewards and to release and to dismiss the belief in the hand-me-downs. In other words, belief in the old culture, belief in the old timeline. And we commit to the light. So as we will receive this offering, as we will receive this activation, we allow ourselves full majesty. So this means no limit. As far as you can expand, to open up to your heavenly consent, to open up to your full expansion. So notice how far you go with that. Are you willing for full upgrade? Are you willing for full mastery? What if you could have full mastery by tomorrow night? So as we trust our forever claim, this means our eternal self. That's what we're trusting. We're not trusting our ego. We're not trusting our personality self. Well, I don't know if I can trust her yet. That's not who we're trusting. We're trusting our higher self that's guiding us, that knows the truth of self. So when we're receiving those divine codes. We're receiving that connection. We're receiving that guidance. So as we allow ourselves our whole response, that means come into every area of my life. Show me truth. Show me the way. Dictate to me my highest request. So remember, we're not giving up our will to something outside of ourselves. We're honoring our true self. That's our entitlement in this incarnation, to be in union with our divine self, whatever word you want to use, higher self, I am presence, Christ self. But we're coming into union with our forever, they're saying forever claim. So we're being claimed as we will receive, as we will receive, as we will offer, as we will surrender. Now this has quite an amp. It has quite a punch, because it's going to show us, it's going to kick up wherever we've been in false fantasy. That means if we have some kind of defense mechanism that we think actually serves us and it's actually sabotaging our process, it's just going to kick up and it's just going to, you know, mess with our day tomorrow or whatever it may be. But again, not at all. What it's going to do is present so that we can clear the way, because now we have the leverage. Now we can see beyond. So it's almost like, you know, when you go up on a ladder, you can see higher. You can see with full advantage. So when things go bump in the night, in other words, when your old mechanisms take you down, it's not that, oh gosh, life's not working. It's, wow, I'm really being gifted because I'm showing how I've been creating my own problems, how I've been attached to old beliefs, how I've been on the offense to not be hurt, whatever it may be. And it doesn't matter, because here's the thing, the new grace is circulating. So remember, wisdom erases karma. Once you see it, it's like, well, how do I heal it? How do I heal it? You heal it by observing it. Because once you see yourself in action, once you observe it, it doesn't stand a chance. Because now you're no longer in denial of it. And once you're no longer in denial, it has no hold over you. It has no hold. So there are a number of us that are due for upgrades, and I literally see like new careers, new advantages, new exposures. And so you want to remember, this is prep time. Whatever needs to be cleared out, in or whatever you need in preparation in order for your next step, in order for your next landing, it doesn't serve us for like spirit to put us wherever we're supposed to be and we still haven't worked out some of those kinks. So it's very important to realize that even when we have those, oh, this day wasn't quite as easy as I thought, it's really out of God's love for us. It's really out of spirit serving us so that we can be promoted with majesty, so that we can be promoted with brilliance, so that we can be clear channels to receive the gifting that wants to come through. So as we will receive this upgrade, as we will receive this holy remembrance, what we're doing is remembering, connecting to our true self. We place honor in our own awareness, our own gifting, our own circumstance. And so this is honoring our true spirit. It's not about honoring masters outside of us. It's about honoring our master self. So as we pray, they're asking us to receive that truth, to receive that claim. And again, as we receive, notice, do you have a small cup? Do you have arms extended? Are you willing to receive in all areas? Are you willing to release all those pledges of the past, the controls, the mechanisms? Well, this is what kept me safe. This is what kept me getting from being hit when I was a kid, whatever the story is. We all have stories. And so that's how the ego manifests and continues. And so what we're doing now is we're learning how to release that weaponry. We're learning how to take back our empowerment. We're learning how to use our energy for grace. We're learning how to clear those channels so life can live through us. That's how the miracles occur. And miracles are just coming into union with our divine state. So as we pray, what we're really doing is we're accepting, we're receiving, we're allowing, we're blessing our own divine presence. Let us pray. The past doesn't matter. There's somebody like, a little monkey mind's going. Past doesn't matter. What matters is what you're willing to open up to in the here now, in the divine eternal moment. It's a dream state. The past really didn't exist. It really didn't. It was a dream. What matters, it's sort of like what Abraham says, like, as a result of everything you've experienced, what do you think now? What are you ready to claim now? Because that's the point. It was experience. You can have like the goofiest past, and if you got the lesson, they're showing me the card, victory and success. If you got the lesson, it was positive. It was victory. The point was the lesson. It's not about having the perfect linear life. It's a storybook. It's a dream. It doesn't matter anyway. What matters is how your soul responds. What you're learning as a result, what you're now ready to claim as a result. That's where the glory is. They're asking us to take just one more moment. And so it is. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful beings. Beautiful beings of light. All right, so let me stop.